A total solar eclipse will darken the sky across the U.S. today. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, April 8th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth and blocks out all the sunlight in a particular path. Today, that path will sweep across the country, from Texas to Maine. The darkness will last for just a few moments, but it will be an amazing show. The temperature will drop, streetlights might flicker on, and animals, birds, and even plants may act a little weird. We have a lot of handy links about the eclipse in our newsletter today. You can find a link to that in our show notes. We'll help you figure out what time the eclipse will hit your area and whether or not clouds are likely to ruin it. We also have lots of tips and tricks about how to safely view the eclipse. A reminder, don't look directly at the sun, even if you really want to. If you're in the path of totality, it's definitely worth getting outside to experience this rare celestial phenomenon. The U.S. won't see another total solar eclipse until 2044. Number 2. Donald Trump said it would be a great honor to be jailed for violating a judge's order. Trump made the comments on his Truth Social platform on Saturday. He also compared himself to Nelson Mandela, a political prisoner who became the first president of a post-apartheid South Africa. Trump has been testing the limits of a gag order in his hush money trial. That's the criminal case concerning payments to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 election. A New York judge expanded the gag order last week, ordering Trump to stop talking about the families of officials involved in the case. The trial is set to start next week. Number 3. Israel withdrew most of its troops from southern Gaza. Israel said yesterday the move is meant to allow troops to rest and prepare for the next chapter of the war. Military officials said Israel's campaign in Gaza was far from stopping. Yesterday marked 6 months since Hamas attacked southern Israel. Israel estimates that about 1,200 people were killed in that attack. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 33,175 people have been killed in Gaza since the start of this war. The Hamas-run ministry doesn't distinguish between civilians and combatants, but it says most of those killed have been women and children. Israel says 260 of its soldiers have been killed since the war began. Lawmakers revealed a plan to expand online privacy protections. That's our fourth story. The legislation was unveiled yesterday. It would give consumers broad rights to control how tech companies like Google, Meta, and TikTok use their personal data. It would force tech companies to minimize and disclose their collection practices and let users correct or delete their own data. This is a big breakthrough. Congress has struggled for years to adopt federal privacy standards, despite support from both parties. That's left individual states to come up with their own rules. But it's not clear yet that this measure will get enough support. At number 5, only 2 states reported a rise in COVID cases. This is according to an update from the CDC. As of March 30th, COVID-19 infections were growing in Texas and were likely growing in Kansas. Cases were declining or likely declining in 29 states and territories. And case numbers were reported to be stable or uncertain in 19 areas. But despite the decline in cases, COVID is still with us. A national forecast predicted there would be up to 3,400 daily COVID hospital admissions in late April. And since the start of the pandemic, nearly 1.2 million U.S. residents have died of COVID-19. Number 6. South Carolina capped an unbeaten women's college basketball season with a national championship.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
Iowa jumped to a 10-0 lead to start the game yesterday in Cleveland. But the Gamecocks came back to beat the Hawkeyes 87-75. Caitlin Clark scored 18 points in the first quarter and finished her final college game with 30 points. South Carolina's Camila Cardoso was named Most Outstanding Player. And South Carolina coach Dawn Staley became the fifth Division I women's basketball coach to win three national championships. She and the Gamecocks also won in 2017 and 2022. The men's championship game is tonight in Glendale, Arizona, and it airs on TBS. The game features two number one seeds in Connecticut and Purdue. And it's a bit of a throwback to old school basketball, as both teams have giants leading the way. The Huskies' 7'4" Zach Edey and the Boilermakers' 7'2" Donovan Klingon. And at number seven, a package thief used a garbage bag as a disguise. Last week, a Sacramento man checked his door camera to try and find out what happened to a parcel that had gone missing. What he saw surprised and amused him. Someone had covered themselves in a black plastic trash bag to amble up to his front porch and swallow a package. Only their feet were visible. It was a cunning plan, and it kind of worked. The crime's victim decided not to report the incident to police because he found it funny. And he said the package only contained two phone chargers costing about $10. So the trash bag thief, whoever they are, is probably out there enjoying the satisfaction of a fully charged phone. That's today's show. Thanks for listening. But before you go, don't forget we also have a newsletter. That's where you can find all those handy links about today's solar eclipse. And it's where you can see the excellent video of the trash bag thief. Just don't get any ideas. You can have the 7 Morning Briefing delivered to your inbox early every weekday morning. All you have to do is sign up. Hit the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.